This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi chaired the conference today yesterday, and the 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is focusing on the evolution and the implementation of the Common Development Agenda and the blueprint of cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the center and the state governments with a focus of enhancing the cooperative federalism and ensuring the better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. During the conference, chief secretaries, senior officials of all the states and the union territories, and the domain experts, among others, are attending the conference. The 4th National Conference is focused on the theme promoting entrepreneurship, employment and skilling, leveraging and the demographic dividend, covering the best practices and the strategies for the states and the union territories to follow. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a one-day tour to Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh today. During his visit, the Vice President will inaugurate Geoscience Museum, after which he will preside as the chief guest at the unveiling of the statue of Srimant Jivaji Rao Sindhya at Jivaji University in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumar Dissanayake will arrive in New Delhi today on the 3-day visit to India. This is his first visit to India after he assumed office of Sri Lanka's president. He will conclude his visit on Tuesday. During the visit, the Sri Lankan president will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold the discussions with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the key bilateral issues. Mr. Dissanayake will also participate in a business event in Delhi to promote the investment and enhance the commercial ties between the two nations. Additionally, he will also visit Bodh Gaya, highlighting the shared cultural heritage between India and Sri Lanka. New Zealand's Trade Minister Todd McLay will visit New Delhi today to continue the strengthening of New Zealand's relationship with India. Mr. McLay will meet his counterpart, Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal. He will also meet with senior members of the Indian business community. Mr. McLay has said that India is an important partner for New Zealand. The government is committed to stepping up of all the aspects of our relationship, including the opportunities to enhance the two-way trade. The National Investigation Agency has filed a charge sheet against the accused in the case related to the terrorist attack on a bus carrying the pilgrims from Shimkhori, Ransu to Katra in Jammu and Kashmir. In this charge sheet presented before the NIA Special Court in Jammu, the agency has charged and arrested the accused Hakam Khan under various sections of the Indian Penal Code and the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The attack took place on the 9th June 2024, which unidentified terrorists had opened indiscriminate firing at the bus when it reached Kanda near Jhandi Mor. 8 pilgrims as well as the bus driver were killed and 41 pilgrims were seriously injured in the attack. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will serve as the chief guest to a TB awareness friendship cricket match today featuring the selected MPs from all the political parties. A delegation of MPs led by the former Union Minister and of the Hamirpur Lok Sabha MP Anurag Singh Thakur invited Mr. Birla to attend the friendly match. The 20-over cricket match, dubbed TB Mukt Bharat Awareness Cricket Match, which will take place at 9 a.m. today at Major Dhyanchand Stadium near India Gate in New Delhi. In hockey, India will face China in the final of Women's Junior Asia Cup 2024 at Muscat, Oman today. Defending champions India are now on the brink of retaining their title. Earlier in the tournament, China has defeated India in a pool match narrowly by 2-1. China has grabbed the top position in Pool A with 9 points, while India were in the second place. Yesterday, the women in blue secured a dominant 3-win win over Japan, earning the well-deserved spot in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.